A warm welcome and Om Shanti to everyone with this session with Sister Sheshi about the start of the spiritual pilgrimage Om Mandali in Pakistan. Sister Sheshi is a very experienced Madhubani Vasi and she'll introduce her a bit herself.
Om Shanti. I think you all know me. We all are Baba's children. Baba selects his children by himself. And Baba gives the responsibility for service as well as for self-empowerment. Baba takes care of his children and Baba takes care of his services through any instrument. I came in this knowledge 1958. So the center was very close to my Lokik home. From the very beginning of my childhood, I was very quiet, introverted, and I didn't do so much bhakti, though there was a bhakti sanskar in our family. My mother used to go to temple. My father used to go to gurdwara. So we, being children, so we used to take benefit from both places, temple as well as from gurdwara. Whenever there were special programs in temple and gurdwara, so we used to go and enjoy and have prasad over there. So first of all, my mother started to go to the center and we also joined her to the center. So when we went to the center, for the very first day, I sat in the class without knowledge. As soon as I sat in class, there was a very good experience of peace, inside happiness, and I was so intoxicated. And then every day we started to go to the center, and from there it started my Brahmin life, and since then we are continuing our Brahmin life. I was studying, and after study, I did Lokik job. So when I finished my Lokik job, I came to Madhuban for the training. From training, Kumari's training. From Kumari's training, Dadi sent me to Calcutta for more than 1 month. And after Calcutta, I went to Patna. I spent 1 year, 3 months in Patna. From Patna, I went to Kathmandu. I spent there more than 1 year in Kathmandu. And after that, I came here in Madhuban. Then when I came here in Madhuban, and since then I'm staying in Madhuban till now, I'm here in Madhuban in front of you. So this is a short introduction of me, and not me, of Baba's child. And Baba is taking care of his services. So I'm meeting all of you, and from all of you I'm learning, getting experiences. While staying in Madhuban, I learned a lot from Dadis, senior brothers and sisters, as well as those who come to Madhuban. So I learned a lot from all of you. You are most welcome to Madhuban.
Okay. So it's the season to come back to the start of the pilgrimage, the spiritual pilgrimage, Om Mandali. And what do you know about Om Mandali? What was the foundation of Om Mandali?
As you, all of you must have heard from the very beginning of this institution, which was established in Hyderabad, Sindh, Pakistan. So when this institution started, the base was that institution, the foundation was the love for the Father. Brahma Baba had so much love for the Father, and Brahma Baba had very unique role from the very beginning of the Yajna as well as very beginning of the Golden Age up to the end of the cycle. So Shiva Baba selected this medium and started his work through Brahma Baba through that medium. As Brahma Baba had all kinds of the qualities, and that was the reason Shiva Baba selected him. The quality of love, the quality of sustenance, the quality of understanding, quality of to give, teach others and make the human being to understand what specialties they have. So that is why when Shiva Baba started his work, and through that work, first of all, Shiva Baba gave the experiences to Brahma Baba. In the beginning, Brahma Baba was lost in love of Shiva Baba. Second step was there, he had the realization of self. We heard the stories all the time, he was saying, I am soul, you are a soul. While sitting alone, he used to draw and make painting on the wall, and he used to say, this is the body, this is the soul. So in the beginning, what he did, he developed the soul consciousness stage so thoroughly, and he became an embodiment of soul conscious stage. And whosoever was coming in front of Baba, because these sisters and brothers, they didn't know what is going on. They thought there is a congregation, in Hindi we say satsang, the people used to read the bhakti stories, they were coming for that consciousness that this is a satsang and we are going to attend this satsang, holy gathering. So when they were coming in front of Brahma Baba, as soon as they were sitting in front of Baba, they were getting vision of light. They were feeling very light. They were getting the experience, light around, everywhere light and light. And then Baba was not speaking so much. Baba used to say very few words. You are a soul, this is your body. And Baba used to make the drawing and used to tell, this is a soul and this is body. And body is made of all these elements and the soul is immortal. Only by this much knowledge, only by this much one or two sentences, the sisters who were coming to that congregation for the class, they were also getting the same experience and they were lost in soul conscious state. And they were all the time intoxicated, I am soul, this is soul. And Brahma Baba, what he used to say, I am soul and this is my body. And he was seeing his wife, he said, Yashoda is also soul, this man is also soul, this is also soul. All the time Baba was telling soul and body. So Om means I means soul, M means mind, and mind means my body. You know, there is a great importance of Om tune in bhakti. And bhakti, sannyasis, they always chant the mantra of Om. Om, they always chant before starting. Sometimes they teach how to chant the mantra of and how to make a noise of Om and how to pronounce Om. Because see, in the world Om, there are so many powers are merged in that. So many qualities are merged in the word Om. So Om is such a word that gives so much power, and we are able to explore our qualities. we are able to understand ourselves. So the Om Mandali, the first foundation was that which Baba created, that was to understand yourself. Not to understand yourself, to live in that consciousness, be an embodiment of self, that is soul conscious, and explore the inner qualities of the soul and make use of all those qualities and powers in yourself. So first foundation was about soul conscious state, which Baba himself did practice and made others to do practice. And then slowly and slowly Baba made the daughters, the children, to realize the soul is the one who can do everything. You know, in the beginning of the starting of this institution, at that time India was not so developed. And because of bhakti conscience and bhakti customs, the girls and mothers, they were under pressure. They were not getting all kinds of the freedom. So Baba was the one who made the girls and mothers to realize about your qualities. Because at that time, the sisters were not getting permission, very few. They were not getting permission for the study, for knowledge. Their duty was only to look after the house. So Baba said, these mothers are the Shaktis. These mothers are the one who can do everything. They are the worshipped one. So that is why Baba created awakeness in the mind of the mothers. So through that, Baba told them, you are a soul. You are a powerful soul. Soul can do anything. So first Baba created the base of soul consciousness. And after that, Baba made them realize soul has the powers. But now that powers are not left within the soul. How these powers can develop? Then Baba taught them about the supreme power, about Shiv Baba. So at that time they were not saying Shiv Baba. They were saying Father, and in other language, Papa. So like that they were saying. They were not saying Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba they started to say later, not in the beginning. And then Baba created another awareness in them, that were, you are the one who can transform the world. That means you can transform the world. That means first of all, you have to transform yourself. So Baba taught them in such a way, it was so simple, so easy, so natural, and Baba was with them and everything was so easy and practical for them. So the base was for the Om Mandali. First was realization. Second was love for self, love for Father. Third was to implement all the virtues within ourselves. And the fourth was to give message to teach others. And for these are the four things. And then fifth was, Baba wanted that the children, they should have the inculcation of all the qualities and dharana. So this institution, Om Mandali, was based on dharana. Dharana means, because of dharana, there was so much opposition. And because in bhakti, in other temple, in other satsang, when people go, they listen only stories. They listen, they enjoy the stories, they read the scriptures, they enjoy the scripture stories, and they are happy, they come to their home, they want to do whatever they want to do, they do it. So in the Om Mandali, there was a false dharana that was a purity. So when this subject came, when false dharana came, so when the sisters came, Baba talked about purity, immediately they all adopted this dharana. No one objected. But the sisters who came, their relatives came to know about this. They are talking about purity, they are talking their husband, their other relatives were in foreign countries. So there was a little bit opposition. First, in the beginning, there was a little opposition because they were surprised. What is going on? No religious leader taught about this purity. But why they are talking about purity? So they opposed lot. But when there was opposition, we have seen the other qualities in Brahma Baba. First quality was faith. Brahma Baba never asked what is happening, why there is opposition, why this is going on, what will happen, there a lot is going on, how all these sisters and brothers will be looked after. He never had question. He said, this is the task of Shiv Baba, not Shiv Baba, the father, and this is not my task, and let the father do, this is his task. So because of his strong faith, the Om Mandali was becoming more and more strong, and there was a lot of opposition. The oppositors, they could not do anything. In the end, they have to bow in front of Om Mandali. The first thing which we heard, that was a strong faith in Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba's strong faith in Shiv Baba. And second was that Brahma Baba had this consciousness, Shiv Baba is doing this, the work of transformation, not me. So he said, this is the task of God, he is doing this, I have to cooperate, I have to help. And he was the strong pillar, and because of that strong pillar, the Om Mandali was very strong. Yeah, and third foundation was love. Brahma Baba had so much love for Shiv Baba. Not only love for Shiv Baba, he had so much love, unconditional love for the children, for the mothers, for the brothers and sisters who were coming to Om Mandali. And because of that love, all brothers and sisters who came in the beginning, they were so strong and they were not caring for their opposition from their family. And they were so strong and they were giving straight answer to their family. And we also have heard the stories how the little children were there. 4 years, 5 years, 6 years old, when there was a picketing. So at that time, children were standing in front. And their relatives, their parents, their relatives were getting mercy on them that these children are standing and they are not going any inside, and they wanted to give something, they were not accepting. And they were, their relatives were shedding tears. But children were so strong, so happy inside, they did not eat since morning till evening, till the picketing was going on. They were standing. And they were so surprised what power they have, what achievement they are getting, they are so strong. And because of Baba's love, and because of the experience of that consciousness, they all were strong. And that was the reason the foundation was very strong of Om Mandali. And so much happened But no one asked question. Those who came to Om only, they never asked question, what is happening, what will happen to our relatives, what will happen to us. They did not ask question. They were totally surrendered by their intellect to Shiv Baba. And because of that nature of surrender, that act of surrender, the Om Mandali became very strong. So in the beginning, Baba used to say, write in the newspaper, Om Mandali is in the richest in the whole world. So this news went in the newspaper, that Om Mandali is richest in the whole world. They did not have so much. They had so much. But Baba sustained the children with love, with everything, and they were looked after like prince and princess, king and queen, and they were sustained in that way. So that was the reason the Om Mandali was very, the foundation of the Om Mandali was very strong. And when they all were in Om Mandali, there were about 400 sisters and brothers. Brothers very few, because who came with the family, very few brothers. Rest were the mothers, sisters and children. And Baba was very, very far-sighted, Brahma Baba. He knew the future of each and every child. He knew the ability of each and every child. And he has so much very strong judgment power. And he used to see and he used to pick up the nature and sanskar of each and every child. And then Baba never rejected any child. He said they are the children of the Supreme Father, Shiv Baba. These children, they have so many qualities. And Baba looked at the qualities of each and every child, and because of those qualities, he kept the whole group like a beautiful bouquet. So he made a beautiful bouquet of all the mothers, sisters and children and brother, and he combined all together, and there was a full unity, love, peace, happiness in the Om Mandali. So what Baba did it in the beginning? First of all, Baba taught them to see yourself. And other thing Baba taught them, see the qualities of others. And Baba was so loveful, but he was also very strong, strict. And sometimes the children, mothers, girls, they were not getting that courage to go to Baba, talk about something. So that is why Baba gave the responsibility to Mama to take care of sisters and children. And Mama was taking care of, looking after all the sisters and children. And Mama was the one who also followed each and everything in an accurate way, like Baba. And Mama herself was paying attention, very careful, paying full attention on study, on dharana, on meditation, on love, and taking care of the children. And whatever task Baba has to give to get it done, Baba used to tell Mama, we have to get this work done. So Mama used to go to the children and tell them, today Baba has given this task that we have to make this picture and we have to finish this picture by this evening, this example, and giving finish this task by this evening. And the sisters were telling, because they were little free with Mama, they were able to talk to Mama, so whatever they wanted to say, they can talk to Mama freely. So they said, Mama, how it can be done? We don't know how it can be done. Mama used to smile and Mama used to say, you know, Baba has faith. That is why Baba has given this duty, given this task. Let's start. Let's see how we can do it. So then they all used to start. And the time which Baba has given, they used to finish before that time. So in that way, Baba and Mama created the faith, created the enthusiasm, created the feeling that we can do it. They should learn that soul has the abilities. The soul can do it. And then another example is that Mama used to teach the mothers and sisters, we should not see the shortcomings of others. Because when they stay with 300 sisters and brothers, or maybe 50 or 100, this is a natural. Something will happen. When 10 people are staying together, one will do in that way, other will do in that way. Someone's nature is different, other's nature is different. So, in such a big gathering, something will happen. Mama knew, Baba also knew that something will happen. In the Lokic world they say, wherever two or three sisters are staying together, it is so difficult, they adjust with themselves. And people in the world, they were so surprised to listen. All these mothers and sisters are staying together, they could not believe. Even now, people in the world, they can't believe. All the sisters are staying together. How they are staying together? Normally mothers and sisters, they do little things. Not big things, but little things. So once what happened, there was one sister. She went to Mama to give complaint about another sister. And she went to Mama and she told Mama, Mama, I want to tell you about this sister. This sister did so much wrong for me and I could not sleep whole night. Mama said, oh, she did for you. She said to me like that. Mama said, this is not right. She should not say like that. And then Mama asked, what you did? Mama, I did not sleep whole night. Mama said, oh, so you were so much hurted. She said, yes. Then Mama said, what else happened? Mama, I did not attend class, Murli class. I did not do yoga. Then what else? I did not do service, whatever duty I had today, I did not do. I cried lot. Mama said, what else you did it? She said, I went to my friend. I told my friend, I am going to tell Mama, this sister did something wrong for me. Why should I listen to her? So Mama was showing her cooperation to her. Mama was saying, like she is feeling pity for the sister. So Mama said, see, that sister has done one mistake. And what you have done, you know? How many mistakes you have done? One mistake, you did not sleep whole night. Second mistake, you cried lot. Third mistake, you missed yoga. Fourth, you missed Murli class. Fifth is that you did not do your duty, you did not perform your duty. And next is that you gave that information to your friend and you spoiled the mind of your friend and you became instrument to bring the stage down of your friend. And you created the atmosphere among your friends. How many mistakes you have done it? Oh, Mama, I have did so much. In future, I won't do. I understand. I realized. So in that way, Mama's way of teaching was so loveful, so meaningful, so understanding, and so spectacle, and that was the heart, touching the heart.
Was it mainly Mama who was teaching, or was Brahma Baba also teaching?
Brahma Baba was teaching almost. Mama was on the practical field. Mama was all the time with sisters, and with Mama there were other sisters like Chandramani Dadi, Didi Manmohini, Chandramani Dadi, and Dadi Kumarka, and other Dadis were there. So what Baba knew, what they will do it, so Baba made the groups of all these seniors. One is divine group, one is light group. So they made the groups. What these groups were doing, of the groups of the senior sister. One group was Kumarka Dadi's group, one was Dadi Chandramani's group, one was Didi Manmohini's group, and in one of the group Ratamani Dadi was there. Those who were always active in positivity, knowledge, and inculcation of the divinity and qualities. So they were the groups, and they were also sharing their views and creating ideas and creating for self Pursharat. So they were doing that like that. So Mama was like, though she was doing everything, but she was so introverted. She was doing in that way, not to show others. She was doing everything inside, incognito way. And she was like a big example. And by seeing that example, sisters were getting lot of inspiration from Mama. But there was a difference between Mama and other senior sisters, which I would love to share with you, one of the story. You know, Didi Manmohini, she was very, because she belonged to very rich family and well-known family. And when she came, there was a lot of opposition from her family. She came, her mother, Queen Mother, and her sister, Shilindra Dadi. They came and surrendered to this Omandli. And in the beginning when she came, because she started the swing class, and from that swing class some mothers used to come and they were getting knowledge from her. Didi's original name was Gopi. Mm-hmm. And her original name was Gopi, and her sanskar was like Gopi. And she, wherever she used to see Baba, she was always seeing Baba like Krishna. And she was so much intoxicated for the love of Baba. And she was very strict, strong, very loveful, and gopis, real gopika. And whatever Baba was telling, she was following every direction. So one day she went to Baba and asked question from Baba. She said, "Baba, I want to ask question. Mama and I, we both are following Shrimad in an accurate way, and whatever direction you give, Mama also follows, I also follow." Because Didi was very strict. Didi used to tell, "Baba has said, means we have to follow. No in between, no question, no should not be there. We have to do it." So then she said, "What is the reason? Mama is going in number one, we are going next, or whatever number will come." Baba said, "You have asked a beautiful question, and there is a reason behind this." Then Baba said, "Whatever direction Srimad Baba gives, you and Mama both follow in an accurate way. But what Mama does and what you do, whenever Baba gives any direction to other children, Mama never thinks these are the directions for this and that child. She in an incognito way, chooses all the directions, takes all the directions and starts falling. And what you do, whatever direction Baba gives to other children, you say, these are the Srimat and direction for these children. And then you keep on looking at others. Baba gave that direction, she is still not listening. She is still not falling. Why she is not doing it? She is not understanding. Baba gave this direction, she is not listening. So you are paying attention on this and she is paying attention on this, these are for me. So this is the difference. And because of that difference, she is achieving, getting the first number, and your number is going according to the efforts. So the mamma's quality was that mamma used to make her efforts all the time. Whatever effort is there, this may be the final effort. So what we do, our efforts are like that. Okay, we have started it, and then we will do it again, we will do it again. We still keep on counting our efforts. We keep on counting, I did this, I did this, I did this. But mamma never counted her efforts. She made her efforts in an accurate way. And that was the reason in such a short period. And all the seniors, according to the seniors in age, all the seniors used to tell mamma, your mamma. Mamma's original name was Radhe. But they all started to call her mama because of her qualities, because of her inculcation, because of her dharana, because of her special effort. So this is the thing. And one more story I would tell you, because others were in the beginning, other sisters and brothers, especially sisters, were in big number. They were making efforts to little bit to show. But mamma was making her efforts in such an incognito way, and that was the reason she was achieving all the powers. Once what happened, because Baba had so much love, attraction, and all the sisters, wherever Baba is there, they all used to run after Baba. So what Baba did in the beginning, because Baba knew we have to do this work, and Baba knew that we have to keep 400 sisters and brothers busy from morning to till night. So Baba was very accurate, and what he did in the beginning, all the children have to do collective meditation. And then all should go to do Karam Yoga. Then Baba used to go to the kitchen. Sometime Baba used to go to the kitchen to make chapati. Sometime Baba used to go there to cut the vegetables. Sometime Baba used to go to the washing department, sewing department. And how Baba taught them? Baba taught them, if you are become the ruler, if you are going to be the ruler, ruler means they should have the whole knowledge of each and every field. Ruler means they should have all the arts within themselves. If we read the story, sometimes we read the stories and heard stories about the king and queens of the Kali Yuga, beginning of Kali Yuga. So those prince and princes, they were given all kinds of the training in Gurukul. They were sent to the Gurukul, they were getting all kinds of training because they are going to become the ruler. So Baba said, you are going to become the ruler, so you should have all kinds of the training. If anyone says, I can't do, if anyone say, Baba, no, Baba used to tell, you cannot become ruler. Because if you are ruler, you are in front of your subject and you give any chance to any one of the person in your kingdom, and they know king does not know, and they will say so many excuses. This cannot be done. This is the reason. What will you do it? It is impossible. So that means you are not a perfect ruler. That is why after copper age, the ruler kept the advisors. In the golden age, there were no advisors. So Baba taught in the beginning, each child should learn each and every art and fill each and every quality within themselves. And by this, Baba made them busy, each and every child. Sometimes we have to make this picture, we have to write a letter to the king and queen. You know, in the beginning Baba used to tell, okay, how to write a letter to king and queen? Write letter. And when they were writing letter, then Baba used to tell, what kind of paper you will use it? And then some, they didn't know about this. They will bring a paper, Baba said, see, what is this? You will send a letter on this simple paper to king and queen. The letter should be very beautiful, golden frame, good design, and how you to have to write to him, and how it should be addressed. So Baba taught. That was a sanskar. I still remember when I was in Kathmandu, and when we have to meet the king, that the Kalyugi king, last of the Kalyu, end of the Kalyu king. So when we have to pronounce his name, so there was a big sentence. Now I can't remember there when I was there. So at that time, Maharaj, Adhiraj, so many titles. So we have to pronounce all those titles in the beginning. Then only we can say his name with great love. So that was a system. So Baba said, when you are going to become the ruler in the new world, so way of dealing, way of talking, way of living. So Baba taught all kinds of the sanskar and nature. One, he taught, when you send a letter to king and queen, what you will make it? Make a beautiful invitation letter. Golden boundary. There should be golden headlines, and the beautiful, the paper should be nice. Then write a nice handwriting, and handwriting or type at that time they used to write by handwritten, and send to king and queen. And it should be wrapped in a proper way. So Baba taught it, that soul is so important, and it is wrapped in this old body, and you have to take care of this old body as well. And then Baba used to tell, how much royalty you should have in yourself. The way we listen from Baba, some children laugh so loudly. So Baba told, if you are going to become a king and queen, they never laugh so loudly. They smile. They laugh, but so pure. And Mama's smile was so beautiful. They used to laugh, but not the like Agyani people do it. So Baba taught them, you imbibe all these sanskars. Then Baba used to tell, you be an angel, fly in the whole world. So how the angel walk, how the angel teach, how the angel do it. So in the beginning, how Baba kept busy the sisters and brothers. So he kept yoga bhattis for the sisters and brothers. And 3 days or 7 day yoga bhatti. And for yoga bhatti, Baba used to tell and ask from them, when you are in yoga bhatti, your mind went somewhere else? Some children used to tell, yes, my mind went outside. Baba said, okay, now 7 days again. If your mind goes out, then 7 days again. Then check yourself. If your mind is not stable, then 7 days again. So in that way, Baba made them strong, strict, to pay attention on self. So that was the different reason. Then Baba kept the children busy to make them enjoy And then sometime Baba used to tell, okay, now those who will become ruler, so Baba used to tell the sisters, make the dresses for them. They were getting that dresses and used to become king and queen, prince and princess. This is a gathering of prince and princess, king and queen. Then Baba saw these children are lost in that consciousness. Then Baba said, no. What to do? First there should be a photo of your tapasya photo. Then your future photo. So first is there, let them do tapasya first. First there was a photo of tapasya photo, and second was their future photo. So Baba taught the balance. Keep future in your mind. To achieve the status in the future, you have to make efforts now, pay attention on present, and that present effort will give you the status of the future.
Presently we are on a different point of our spiritual pilgrimage. What do you think these experiences of Omandali, of Mama and Baba, and of the groups, and all this learning by these wonderful examples? What does it mean today for us? How can we all didn't know Brahma Baba, we all didn't know Mama personally. Yes. How can we proceed?
Okay, there are two ways. One is that you are so fortunate. You came on such a time where when everything is in a perfect way. And when everything is ready-made for you, less effort, more achievement. And those who came in the beginning, so they were the instrument to make everything very minutely or very purely, very everything. So each soul has their own part. The only difference is that we don't have that understanding and realization, and that is why we feel we came late, we have not seen Baba, Mama, we have not seen this, we have not got that sustenance. But Baba has told, I am with you. Baba has also made realize the children, I will live with you till you all the children are ready. We will go together and we will go to the golden age together, and we will go from the world together. We will go all together. So Baba is with us. There are so many experiences. So many new children, when they come, they tell their experiences. In the morning, Baba came to me, he awaked me, I was sleeping, and Baba taught me, Baba did this for me, Baba did this for me. So Baba is sustaining the children till now. Even now Baba is watching us from the top. If we have that consciousness, Baba is with us. So in the beginning, the part was like a childhood stage. And whenever there is a childhood stage, in the childhood stage, we have to be very careful. For example, there is a little child. Parents, they are very careful for their children. They take care of their health, they take care of their improvement, they take care of the environment. They take care of every little things. They're walking, they're sitting, they're eating, everything. So the starting of the institution, the starting of Omandali, that was like a childhood stage. And because of the childhood stage, if the sister knew they have to live 80 years more, no one was going to stay there. And like to children, if they are to leave them like that, you do this yoga, do this, and it was so difficult, it may be very difficult for them to do yoga, to do this, study this, is not a possible thing. So Baba was very foresighted. He knew how to take care of these children. And to look after 400 children for 14 years, this is not a simple thing. So that was like a childhood stay. And after 14 years, when they came to Shifty to India, that was, we can say, young stage. And now, after young, now you are in the stage of 50 years, I can say, my words, not the others. So that means you have come in such a time that is where there is a full understanding of knowledge, where is a, from there you can get all kinds of the experiences, but now it depends on the individual efforts, everyone's individual efforts, how much you gain from those efforts and how much you have understood and how much experiences you are getting. So now it depends on each and everyone. So in the beginning, one other story I would love to tell you. So Baba, once what happened, Baba was giving water, once or twice I have already told this story. Once Baba was giving water to the plant. He was short bent and giving water to the plant. And one family came and they asked from Baba, we have come here to see the founder of this institution. Can we meet him? Baba said, yes, you can meet him, but you come and sit in this reception. I call the founder of this institution so that you can meet him. So Baba went inside and then sent one sister and talked to them. Then sister explained a little bit. And then they insisted they wanted to see Baba. When Baba came in front of them, by seeing Baba, they were shocked. They were shocked. Then they were doing like this. Baba said, sit down, be quiet. Baba said, what happened? They were unable to speak. They said, Baba, can we ask? Baba said, yes, why not, child? Whatever you want to ask, ask. They said, you are the same person when we came. You are giving water to the plants. You are the same person. Baba smiled. And Baba said, you know, when we give water to the plants, we get the happiness. We get the fragrance. And that in that way, all the human beings, they are the flowers of God garden. So when we meet the human beings, we get the fragrance of their quality. So they were so happy. They were so relaxed. So Baba's first appearance was such an appearance, and that appearance was giving the experience within 1 second to whosoever was coming in front of Baba. And that is why Baba has given us the responsibility. You children maintain the stage of an angel. That is why Baba says, you live your own angelic stage and show Baba through your face, and you be an living museum from your forehead, they should get light. So Baba has taught us, but we are not able to imbibe. We are not able to make that stage. So we have to do that, then only it can be done. So this Om Mandali, when shifted from Pakistan to India. So first place was selected Mount Abu. The reason was that because Baba sent three sisters, two brothers, and the brothers, sisters got this understanding the yogi, because Baba used to tell the yogis will do meditation on the mountains. They went to so many places like Pune and near Bombay, Ahmedabad side. They did not like this place. They came to Mount Abu. When they came to Mount Abu, immediately they said, this is a suitable place because there was mountains, rocks and everything here. So they selected this place. So when this Omandi, they shifted from Pakistan to India, and at that time there was a partition in Pakistan and India, there were so many riots and so much happened. But Omandi was safe all the time. Even for little thing, if you need a little thing, like Baba used to tell, if you need a little thing, thread or needle, and that was also was available. The Muslim people, they were so cooperative, they were giving very, very, all the things for their sisters and brothers. And they used to say, you are all an angels, and you are the children of Allah, God. So they were just giving all things. But they were going, when they were going to shift, they were not feeling happy that you are shifting from here. But the governor of that province, he helped a lot. And Baba brought the institution. They all brought everything, heaviest thing, the light thing, the tiny things, the little thing. They brought everything. They did not leave anything. But one thing, they left it. What they left it over there? There were so many murlis. So many murlis. They didn't left it. They put under the earth. They dig the earth. They put it inside. Baba said, this will be used for you in the bhakti. And now if you go there, if you say we want to go there and dig the earth and find those, you won't find it. The reason is that the drama is so beautiful, so natural. And whenever there is an earthquake, the things go inside, the inside things come up. A few days ago, I was reading one story. In one of the places, I think in Africa side, in one night, there was one big lake. The water is so sweet. The story was that there was an earthquake and the water came from the earth on the top. The earth changed. Then there was a lake and the sweet water and people within one night. So there is a drama. There is some scenes. If we say we should do this, we should go there, we will look for those things and nothing will be available, I tell you. So no one should have that thought we should go and look for the things. And Baba said, because when they come in the Dwapar Yug, the Copper Age, Bhakti Yug, so they need some one or two words to start the bhakti. So they brought all the things here in Mount Abu, and the people in that province in Pakistan, they helped a lot. So when they came here, the first building was that was not suitable, and after that, when they came to Pandabhavan, that was very suitable. And from there, because there was also reason in this part, when there was a bakery part, at that time Baba started to send the messenger different parts of India. They went to India and started to give message daily. Punjab, UP, Bombay, Pune side they went, and slowly and slowly the centers were started. So what I was telling, so when they came here, so then this was the second phase of Omandi. Mm-hmm. First phase was in Pakistan. The second phase of Omandi, that was from Pakistan to Mount Abu, and that was second phase. That phase was meditation, tapasya, and service. First they did tapasya in Omandli, in Pakistan. After shifting here in India, then service started. So when the service started in India, it was the same scene that was, which was in the starting of Omandli in Pakistan, in Karachi. In India, the same thing happened. Wherever the sisters were going in the class, so in the class people come, they all are getting vision of Shri Krishna. Some are getting vision of Shri Krishna, some are getting vision of golden age. And in the class, when you go in the class, little knowledge, very little knowledge, more experience, more meditation. In the class, 75% are in semi-trance, trance, and all are sitting like that. And the relatives of their families, those who are coming in the class, when they were seeing, what is happening? Gurus and people have done a lot of bhakti, they never had trance vision. How these little girls and how these so simple mothers are getting trance vision? So there was again opposition in the beginning of this institution, in the middle part, second part of Omandli in India. There was a lot of opposition, there was a lot of bondages in front of the sisters, and there was a lot of rumors. These Brahma Kumaris, these sisters, they do mesmerize and they put kajal in their eyes, no, black thing in their eyes, and they go into trance. So many rumors were there. And people were telling their family members not to go to this institution then, because then the name was changed, Brahma Kumaris. So they were telling not to go to in this institution. There was a lot of opposition in the newspaper. But Baba was so relaxed. Once what happened, someone wrote in the newspaper wrong about this institution. Then one child, Baba's child, came to Baba and told Baba, these people are giving wrong information and they are writing wrong about the institution in the newspaper. Baba said, you write to them, those who are defamers, they are our friends. Baba said, you don't understand. They are doing your service. You are telling they are writing wrong about you, but they are doing your service because you have not reached to the newspaper. Once there was an exhibition in Calcutta and some people came and they wrote wrong about this. And Baba said, you don't know how much advertisement they are doing without pay, without spending one rupee. They are doing a lot of advertisement for you. You should not be upset. You write to them, those who defame us, they are our friends. So they said, those who are sensible, when they will come to know that this something is wrong happening in our city, they will all come to you to see you. When they will come to you, they will see the reality, and this is the advertisement is going. And this same thing happened. So many people came, so many young youth people came. They said, what we are going to do? We'll do something. Why these ladies are doing like this? As soon as they enter in the exhibition stall, they were quiet. They said something new, good, and they were so happy, contented. So Baba said, we should not. So that was the part. It started in the beginning. And those who were coming in the beginning, they all were in trance. Almost in trance. And our class was like that. We did not have the knowledge class. We used to share the trance experiences. In the morning, the less mothers, but daytime and their husband, family, children, all have gone to school and job. Mother used to come at 10:30 time, and then class, all are in trance. And after the class, they were sharing their experiences about their trance experiences, dancing, angelic class, this and that was going on. I tell you, I never had 7 days course. Because we came, we sat in the class, and since then we are sitting in the class. Since that period till now I'm in the class, okay? Learning now. So we never had a 7 days courses, and very little. This is Kalpatri, this is World Cycle, this is Shiv Baba, this is these few things we have seen in our childhood beginning. So then after that, even in the beginning of this, there was not so much knowledge, very little knowledge. And after that, then Baba started to explain the secret, the meaning of every word, everything. Baba used to correct the sentence, and everything, the period started after shifting to India. Now Baba has given the whole clear knowledge. Even each point is so clear, and now we have to understand the clarity of each and every point and adopt in ourselves. So I want to tell you one thing, how I came into knowledge. So in the beginning, when I came first to the center, the very first day, I sat in meditation and I saw a small light from very distance, and that light was coming close and close to me. As the light was coming close to me, and it was become very big and powerful, I started to cry. The tears were coming continuously from my eyes. And then the sister who was sitting on the stage conducting meditation, she thought I must have seen the horrible scene. So, because at that time they were seeing different kinds of the scene. So she called me to her room and she was asking from me, what did you see? What was your experience? What did I see? What should I tell? What was my experience? I, being a child, I could not express. I started to cry again, more. And she was giving me so much love, giving love, but I could not understand what she wants from me. Then after a few days, I sat again in meditation. Then I saw, there was a beautiful garden near the bank of the, there was a beautiful river near the bank of river. Krishna and Gop and Gopis were dancing, and slowly Krishna and Gop and Gopis were coming close to me, because I was very shy from the very beginning. So they were coming close to me, and I was so afraid, I wanted to run away from there, because they are coming close to me because of my shyness. And then Krishna came, he called, come on. I was so shy. And so then after a few days, again, saw one scene. I'm sitting in one of the place, and then I saw the Mount Abu, mountains. I'm walking from the mountains, and on each mountain, beautiful blessings are written. I'm crossing one from one and one from else, like that. So in the beginning, so whatever we used to see and we used to share with in the class, so that was in the beginning. And then slowly and slowly service started, and then we said, then everything clear. Then Baba used to tell, so many people will come, this message will reach to foreign country. During that period when Baba shifted here, so we didn't know about foreign country. There were very few centers in India, nearly 25 centers in India. Baba used to talk about foreign centers. So when Baba used to talk about foreign centers, when the center was open in Kathmandu, Nepal, so we, being children, child intellect, we all used to think, not me, all other sisters and senior brothers and sisters used to think, Nepal is foreign country, so that is why Baba said the center is opened there. But from 1970, the centers were open. Service started in foreign country, and the centers were open from the then slowly and slowly. So many centers are open, which you know how it is open and how the service is going on. So that is the way. From the foundation of Om Mandali was so strong, and that is why this tree is growing and growing and growing and became bigger and bigger. You know, the parents and the relatives of the sisters, in the those who surrendered themselves in the Om Anli, in the beginning, their relatives were all the time saying, these mothers are running after Baba. When he will leave the body, and these mothers will come back to us. So when Baba became avyakt, and their families and people in India, and those who were in opposition, those who were not understanding knowledge, those who didn't know about this institution, they had questioned, now this institution will finish because these mothers were after this human being, this Baba. But as soon as Baba became avyakt, the part changed. The service started so fast. People in India, they were getting vision of Baba. They were getting vision, they were running. Baba is calling us, Baba is calling us. So many people in abroad, they were also getting vision, and immediately the centers were being opened and opened. And now its tree is becoming more and more big, and it will become more big. And Baba has already given us this message, and no soul will be left without getting message. Some will get this message in the end, but they will repent in the end. But you, Baba's children, are so fortunate. You are fulfilling your apron with so many treasures, and you are making full of with everything, and you will enjoy in beautiful in the world. So you are so fortunate. But what Baba wants from us, live in your consciousness, that is the meaning of Om, self-consciousness, and look at you, look at Baba, and be an embodiment of Om, and get the experiences, be an angel like Mama Baba did it. Okay, anything else you want to ask?
So, thank you very much, Cheshi Ben, for this wonderful explanation that these two parts of Om Mandali were like the childhood, where a child is cared for so carefully and with so much love, with attention. And that this is the foundation of our yagya, like the childhood is the foundation for our whole life, for our personal life. And this Om Mandali was the childhood of the yagya. And a wonderful, healthy tree has grown from this yagya. And as it seems, will grow further as the foundation, as this childhood was so healthy, so sweet, so happy also. Yes, thank you very, very much for this delightful interview, for this enlightening stories, and for these explanations. Yes, give a big clap to Sister Shashi.
Okay, you want to ask any question? Otherwise,
yeah. Anyone questions?
Yeah, that was bridge goti, that was not suitable, na? So much happened. You know, first they came to bridge goti, and this, because that was also one reason to come to that place, that was to teach the children, to see the faith of the children, how strong they have become. Because in bridge goti, there were so many test papers. And in Pakistan, in Karachi, Baba sustained the children like prince and princess. And in bridge goti, their part was like a bakery part. But in bakery part, Baba tackled the children. Baba sustained the children in such a way, no one knew that there is going on bakery part. Only Baba, Mama and few seniors knew. But children didn't know what is going on. We didn't have the food to eat in the morning. We have afternoon, we won't have food. So many things about happened. But that was a test paper for the children to see how strong they are. And that when there is a strong pillar, the waves automatically come to see the strongest side of that place. So these were the bridge koti was the wave that we can say that was the to try it, to shake the foundation. But foundation was so strong, nothing happened. It started more and more. First was bridge koti, and then they came for 1 year something, one government house, and now it is called Rajasthan Circuit House. And after that is Pandabhavan, and Pandabhavan is the main. And Pandabhavan is the seed. We are the seed of tapasya, seed of service, and Baba and all the dadis did it. Pandabhavan is so simple, but during Baba's time it was very simple, so simple. But the power, the experience that gives the same as Baba did it in Sakar form. But now all these experiences Baba is giving to his children, whether they are any corner of the world, whether they are sitting in Gyansava or sitting in Shantivan, wherever they are, if we are merged in Baba's love, so all the experiences are in front of us. Okay, enjoy your stay in Gyansava. Get more and more experiences here. Enjoy Baba's company. And this Gyansava is also Baba's pure wish, Dadi's pure wish. And all the Brahmins, they gave their finger in the construction of Gyansava. So everyone, foreigners, Indian, everyone. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much, Sister Shashi, for your warm words, for your practical explanations, and for all the examples, and for bringing us bridge koti so close and near. And I think we all know now we have a very healthy childhood in this organization, and we ourselves also.